Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. Thanks so much for tuning in to Lifestyles for a Lifetime Holiness. I'm your host, Dr. Gwyneth Williams. We're continuing our series on praying for household salvation. And we have been talking in the last few weeks about exercising spiritual warfare for our family, being the warrior priest. So if you haven't listened to the previous episode, you can go to lifeenrichmentinc.com, lifeenrichmentinc.com. I believe this is our ninth series on praying for your family, and also we are into our 15th month on the series on prayer. But let's open up with Acts 16, 31 through 34. And I'm going to read this from the Message Bible. Acts 16, 31 through. And it says, a jailer just got a torch and ran inside, badly shaken. He collapsed in front of Paul and Silas, and he led them out of the jail and asked, sirs, what do I have to do to be saved? To really live, they said, put your entire trust in the Master Jesus. Then you'll live as you were meant to live, and everyone in your house included. So our emphasis today, it is on household salvation. So it's everyone in your house will be saved. Now, that is the promise that God has given to us. And so they went on to spell out in detail the story of the Master. The entire family in on this part. They never did get to bed that night. So we see here that we, as the body of Christ, we have a promise. And in the scriptures last week, we talked about a hedge, a thorn around our wayward loved ones where the enemy could not penetrate and get to them. And you may be feeling right now, I've been praying for my wayward family member, and it just seems like I just want to give up. But God is saying through the word of God that we will be saved and our household will be saved too. So these are the example. We'll look at John, the fourth chapter. And we're reading from the Message Bible. And we will look at verse number 53. John 4, come down. It's life or death for my son. And Jesus simply replied, go home, your son lives. And the man believed the bare word Jesus spoke and what? And he headed home. And on his way, his servants intercepted him and announced, your son lives. And that is the declaration that we're making today. Your family members will live and not die. And even these teenagers that have gone wayward and they're out there in the midst of the wolves, we decree that today, that they will come under the umbrella of household salvation because of the promise that is given to us. Even in Acts 2 and 38, it says, believe, be baptized in the name of Jesus, and you and your household, what, shall be saved. God has a plan, and these are scriptures that I want you to get your pen and paper or your iPad or your notepad and write it down, and I want you to start praying this week and throughout eternity, and that you will see those household members saved, sanctified, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, walking in the divine blessings of God, and that you shall see the fruit, because it's eternal. Yes, it is eternal. I believe there's a heaven and there is a hell, and God is calling for us to stand in the gap for our house to be saved and for us to walk in the divine purposes and plans that God has. In the very last verse, in 1 Corinthians, let's see, we're going to look at 1 Corinthians 16 and 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. So let's go to 1 Corinthians 16. And we're going to look at chapter 1, and we are going to look at verse number 16. That's 1 Corinthians 1:16. And it says, I asked you, has the Messiah been so we can each have a relic all our own? Was Paul crucified for you? Was a single one of you baptized in Paul's name? It was not involved with any of your baptism except Cephas and Gaius. And on getting the report, I'm sure glad I wasn't. At least no one can go around saying he was baptized in my name. And let's make sure we got the correct scripture here. So we got 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, and verse number 16. So God didn't send me out, it goes on to say, to collect folly for myself because of what has been done, collecting and following for him. So at least no one going back up around you saying he was baptized in my name. So here we're talking about the baptism, but to preach the message of what God has done, what he is doing, what he is doing within us, and the message that points to Christ on the cross. And that's what we are wanting to do for, it's all in Jesus' name. All in the name of Jesus. You know, even Noah, his household was saved. Noah, and we look at Lot. There's a household salvation. Noah, his family, they had that chance to be able to get in that ark. And here we see that he also baptized Stephanus, his whole family. That's it. It's time for us to come into the fullness, to get so excited about what God is doing for our family and standing in the gap. We pray the hedge of protection. They're covered in the blood. Cover them daily in Jesus' name. Even now, we pray in Jesus' name that the family members are covered in the blood. And using the name of Jesus, I heard a testimony on last Sunday, about 6 days ago, and a pastor said he was at his church late at night. And before he knew it, it was 2 or 3 in the morning. And he heard gunshots outside. He stayed a little longer, and then he said, I need to just get up and go on. And he said, a lot of times when I go out to my car late at night, you know, they'll walk up, hi, Pastor, how you doing? He said, but this time around the building, there were 4 guys with masks on. And they had him get down on his knees with a gun right to his head. And said, Pastor, I know you got some money in the church. And he said everything he ended his sentence was in Jesus' name. He said, I don't have any money on me. Our church doesn't carry any money. Don't have it in Jesus' name. He said the guy told him, get up, get your keys out, and unlock the door. He said, all right, I'll unlock the door in Jesus' name. He said, that's all he could do. He said he did everything in Jesus' name. He said they got into the church, and we're sitting in the sanctuary, as he's telling Pastor Starr and I this. And he said that they had him get back down on his knees and kneel. And he said, I know you have money. Where's your office? He said, I'm telling you, we don't keep money in the church. You can go into to the office and look in Jesus' name. He said he kept saying everything, and in his sentence, in Jesus' name, he said, so I guess some of them went in there. He came back out. He said, look, elders, the office where they count the money. So he said the guys had him get up. Said he went in there. He got down on his knees, and he said, they said, where is the money? He said, we count our money on Sunday morning. When we have services, they give account. I don't handle the money. I'm the pastor of the church. I don't handle the money in Jesus' name. He kept saying, in Jesus' name, I don't handle the money. And he said, right, when they kind of pushed him up against the table, he said, and from underneath it, the safe fell out. And they took it and left them. So glad. Look how God, that happened. You know, sometimes people, that may have not fallen out or whatever, he said, but only checks was in there. There was no money. He was telling the truth. But they ran with that. Sometimes, you know, they'll just shoot you if they don't get anything. So I said all this to remind you, your loved ones who are out there, you have to pray a covering with the blood of Jesus daily, using the name of Jesus in the previous messages. We talked about the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it. Use the name of the Jesus. Build a wall of defense. Stand in the gap. Pray for the angels to encamp around and minister to your family. Just as Peter was released, they were praying. Pray that the head of thorns for your loved ones, or that they are around them, that nothing can stick them or get to them. You can't. I know when we were in Texas on the land, and they have so many thorny bushes, and we touch them, and they're like, oh, they hurt. Then nothing can get to your loved ones. God is saying, begin to comfort them. Now, let's move to John, and we are going to look at John 4 and 53. John 4 and 53. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things you haven't seen. And as you're trying to, I want you to think of, how do you want to see your loved one? Praying the blood of Jesus over them. We're praying life over them. But we have had meetings where I've had a grandmother bring her child and said, this is my grandson. And his father said, you're no good, dirty dog, and I just hate that you were born. We have to speak life over what we want to see and how we want to see our loved ones. So say, I see her. Saved. I see her sanctified. Her body, she's not going to prostitute no more. She's not going to whoremonger no more. She's not going to be a meth, amphetamine, drug addict, or fiend. No, she is going to walk. He is going to walk in the blessings that God has for him. Begin to call those things. Don't say, oh, here comes trouble. Now let's move to John 4 and 53. John 4 and verse 53, I'm reading from the Amplified, so sometimes they go together. It says, John 4, 53, that entire household believed. This was now the second sign Jesus gave after coming from Judea into Galilee. So we know the man believed the bare word Jesus spoke, and he went on home. He knew his son was what alive. He replied, begin to see by faith. When you go home, just rest and say, God, I know you got this. God, I know that everything is okay. I know that the plans and plots that the devil and the enemy had for my husband, the plots and plans the enemy may have for your wife, the plots and plans that the enemy may have for your son or daughter, they are covered in the blood, and the devil with his imps and skimps and demonic forces, they cannot come because that hedge, the Jehovah Nisi, the hedge of the Lord is around them. The blood of Jesus prevails over them. Stephanus, his household was saved. You believe your household is saved. Begin to decree in the name of Jesus that my husband, he's coming home. My husband, he's going to church, praising the Lord. No, he's not out whoremongering and picking up this one. No, you begin to speak what God says about him. You begin to speak what God says about your wife, what God is saying about your children. Have faith as he had faith. He said, he asked them what time he began to get better. They said, the fever broke yesterday afternoon at 1 o'clock. And the father knew that was the very moment Jesus had said, your son lived. Kairos, and there's chronos. But at this moment, you shall walk in the purposes and plans, and your children and your family members, they will walk in the blessings and walk in household salvation. So we're decreeing right now in Jesus' name that we have faith-sized prayers. No doubt. Even that revolving door of prison, we decree no more. That revolving door of drugs and alcohol, no, they're coming in. Their body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Even right now, I decree and declare with the authority and the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name, that's in your family that's been depressed and oppressed, God is saying that their mind will be renewed. God is going to give you strategic plans. He's going to give you strategic things that you're to do in the natural as well as in the spiritual realm that is going to renew them, their mind, their spirit, and their body. In the name of Jesus, we make that declaration right now in the name of Jesus. Can you believe for your household? That's the question. Can we believe? And not only that, can you believe that they will gain the faith and that generational curses will be generations of Christians? I believe it's according to our faith. It's according to the authority as warrior priests. We have to be able to what? I just came from the gym. I did triceps. I did biceps. I did crunches. I did some weight on my abdomen. And then I swam. And then I lifted weights in the water. What is that? That's exercising what? My muscles. It's exercising my body. And the same is true for exercising your faith. Let's put it to action. Let's build our faith muscle so that we can be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. For what? The name of the Lord is a strong power, and the righteous run into it. We talked previously about preparing for our priestly intercession, breaking those hindrances. We talked about the priesthood of the firstborn. There's strategic things throughout the Word of God that he gives us to speak and to say. Save them, and he will save them. But we need to pray. And this is our prayer. Lord, save our husbands. Pray for your wife to be saved, your children, your parents, your brothers, your sister, your relatives, your close friends. Because you have the role of a warrior priest. No, there's no warfare without priesthood. Joshua sends a priest and our men around Jericho. Samuel, what he intercedes is preach for Israel before he even went to battle. Jehoshaphat, what he sent the Levites. But our role as priests, you as the Christian in your family, you have the spiritual responsibility. You have the authority, and God has given you the boldness. Begin to proclaim it. Begin to proclaim it. Because you walk in the divine purposes and the divine blessings of God. You know, I just see right now families coming together, going to church together, fellowshipping together. See, the enemy is trying to even stop us from the forsaking the assemblies of ourselves together. But God said there's nothing like union. You know, I believe the first that we have, even in learning administration, is how we administrate at home, how we fellowship in the same ship, in the same household salvation, Jehovah Nisi, house band, the band around our home, the husbandman. Things I just see right now, things coming in order, lining up, fellowshipping together and coming together. And in previous, we've talked about forgiveness. Sometimes it may be us to be able to forgive them. And then sometimes there's that tough love. But God is saying, begin to speak. He's going to show you the season. He's going to show you the time. He's going to show you the what, the when, the where, the how, and what to do according to his word to be able to walk into the blessing. Pray even now that the Holy Spirit conviction and implanting of the word. See, the Holy Spirit doesn't come to condemn, but the Holy Spirit come to convict. And when we have relationship, relating to one another, there's that relationship and the same ship coming together, relating. You know, I think of a ship that's on the water, it's flowing, it's going somewhere, it's moving. I think of a canoe, you know, or a rowboat. We're working together. We're taking the paddles and we're rowing those paddles to get somewhere. And I believe, in as far as what the word is saying, and God wants you to believe that you can have that household salvation and they will gain the faith. But if you begin, this is the point that I'm getting to plant the word. The word is the what? Seed. The seed is what grows. The seed dies, it takes root, and then it produces the plant, the flower, to be able to plant strong. And I, in Jesus' name, I decree and declare the blood of Jesus, and that your children, the Bible says, will be like olive branches around your table. The olive branch, the olive, which is the oil of the Holy Spirit that will reside in them by you planting the word of God. Not saying, well, you like your daddy. He was nothing and he's no good and you ain't, you just like your daddy. Or you like your mama. Or you may see, well, you need to be more like your son. Or you need to be more like your daughter. No, that's planting words that are not good for the spirit man. But say what God said. Speak to their destiny. Speak that they have a purpose, that God has a plan. Because you know what? That is going to give them hope. And God is saying in this season, they will have a hope. They will have a future. And the Holy Spirit conviction, the Holy Spirit implanting the word and the seed. So we look at Mark 4 for preparation, preparing the soil. We only have a few minutes left. But in your spare time, and we can start here next week, But if you look at Mark 4, we see the story of a scattered seed, where he went back teaching by the sea, and we see how the crowd came. And there was a great sign that people came and people were coming offshore. And he said, listen, what do you make of this? A farmer planted a seed, and as he scattered the seed, some of it fell, what, on the road. And the birds did what? Ate it. We find that in Jesus. Birds will not eat your seed. Some fell in the gravel, and it sprouted quickly. But it didn't put down roots. We decree and declare that your children and your husband and your wife and your fathers and mothers and household salvation, aunts, uncles, and cousins, the devil and the birds will not steal that seed. The devil will not, in Jesus' name, steal the seed. The devil shall not steal the root, that it shall be planted on good ground. Some fell in gravel. It sprouted quickly, but what? It didn't have any roots. So we decree roots. Some of the sun came, and it withered. Just fell in the weeds as it came up, but strangled, and we find that in Jesus' name. The devil will not come in and strangle and try to abort what God has. Because there's the promise. And some fell on good earth and came up. And that's what we're going to close with today. In Jesus' name, in the spirit, I can see the soil. I see the rich, rich, rich soil. And I see the seeds that are planted there, flourishing in Jesus' name. God said, continue to watch. Continue to and it says, some fell on good earth and came up with a flourishing, producing harvest exceeding his wildest dreams. He says, are you listening to this? Are you really listening? And we can continue here next week. I think this is a great place for us to stop and just the Holy Spirit. Spirit comes to convict, but we decree and declare that you will be implanting the word of God. That the seed, that the preparation of the soil, and we decree that you shall have household salvation. We pray for household salvation. That you will walk in the blessing and the fullness, and you will have the faith. Just as the man said, your son, Jesus said, your son is healed. And the man said, at what hour was it done? We decree now there's been a shift. There has been a change. The soil, I'm still seeing that rich, rich, dark, dark soil. Your household, it will, and it shall flourish. So God is saying, you just get ready to see the fruit and give the testimony of what he has done and he is continuing to do. I'm Dr. Gwyneth Williams. Thank you so much for tuning in to Lifestyles for Lifetime Holiness. We will continue next week for praying for household salvation. Some of the personal examples and some of the opportunities for laborers for the harvest and what God is saying to do in preparation for the soil. And our continuing veiling in prayer and being in labor and praying and finding and looking what the scripture says about that. Thanks again. Until next time, God bless you. And remember, plant some seeds this week. Call up your loved ones and let them know how much you care and plant a seed into their lives. Because some people don't want to know how much you know with the Bible thumping. But plant the beautiful word that you care and Jesus cares for you. Because everybody needs encouragement. In Jesus' name, amen.